This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abayim. Agut Yar, it's the beginning of the new year, the new month, the first day of Nisan, takes 10 crowns, Rashi tells us. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. This month, the whole month has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. So, we want to thank Dr. Zakheim Umeshpachta for once again sponsoring the Shirim on Sefer Vayikra. We thank them very much for graciously sponsoring another series of Shirim. Le'iloi Nishmas of Shlomo Eliezer ben Harav Yaakov Zakheim. And Le'iloi Nishmas Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi, Began Eden Teimenu Chasam. They should be Mlitzer Yisharim for the whole family. Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. The Babaya family is dedicating the Shirim of Chodesh Nisan. Le'iloi Nishmas, Avraham, Demikra, Albert, Ben Yaminov, Ben Esther, whose yard side was Chav Gimel Adar, the day that the Malbim says will be the day of the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. She'ibana b'mher v'yameinu, Amen. Began Eden Teimenu Chasai, Shubi'yam Le'el Tziosha for his whole family, for Simcha Sanachas, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Tonight's share is dedicated by the Justman family, Le'iloi Nishmas Chava, Shasha, Bas, Chaim, Ber. Began Eden Tehimenu Chasa, she should be a Melitza Yisharvaro family, for Simcha Sanachas, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Tonight's share is once again dedicated by our good friend, Reb Kenny Pinsauer, for our Fu Shalema, for his mother, Dina Bas Chana, Shishav Fu Shalema Bekarov, Besor Sharchale Yisrael. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, first of all, if you didn't get the new Sefer, you came to the right location. You could get it right here. An actual copy. You see this, Gedalia? Did you get your copy yet in Norfolk, Virginia? Azriel, could you see it? It's a very nice, nicely done. And so the question is, so then you don't have to come to the shir because you have the book. No. This is new information. We never saw this before. We never said this before. Bezos Hashem. You know, I was in the Sfarim store this week, and I saw they reprinted the Haggadahs of the Chidah. The Chidah wrote 6 Haggadahs. So I was thinking, this is nothing. Bezos Hashem, Hashem should give many, many more insights. We should be Zoicha Lahagdol Tar Lahadira. Okay, so very interestingly, we say in the Haggadah, Yachal Meirosh Chodesh. I would think that you have to expound upon the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim from Rosh Chodesh. That's now. Meaning I have a Havamina that you should say that Gada right now. The Gemara actually has a Havamina. We should get together and say, Manashtana tonight, Avodim Ayinu, Mitzchilo Evdei Avodah Zarah. I would have thought from Rosh Chodesh. Talmud Loimar Bayoim Ahu. Therefore the Torah says, V'yigata Labincha Bayoim Ahu. It has to be that day. Meaning, we'll see what day that is.
Where can one get the Gada?
Where can you get the Haggadah? I was hoping you would ask that question. We rehearsed this. He asked at the exact right time. I'm just going to mute everyone, though. You could get it at better Svarim stores, okay? Or you could get it... Well, contact me. We'll connect you. Okay. The Gemara has a Havamina that... You should start speaking about the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you should be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on Rosh Chodesh, right? It's mamish, the Tanoim have a Havamina. You know, some people, they don't say Tachnon on the 16th and 17th of Adar, because the Gemara has a Havamina. Maybe you should lay in the Megillah on the 16th and the 17th. The Gemara's maskana is you're not allowed to. But just a Havamina is enough of a reason not to say Tachnon. So now the question is, why would I think you could say the Haggadah tonight? Can you imagine? Imagine if you came home after the shir. I learned tonight that we have to have a seder right now. Well, you know, there are cookies, everything's in disarray. Who could... right now, the Braisa has a Havamina that you should start to discuss events of Yitzias Mitzrayim on Rosh Chodesh. So no, therefore it says Bayoyim Ahu on that day. So the Braisa continues, "E Bayoyim Ahu." If it would say "Vigatim Bayoyim Ahu," I would think you could speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim mi ba'oyid yoyim during the daytime, meaning the day of the 14th. Talmud Loimar Ba'avur Zeh. Therefore it says, V'higada Talabin Chabayim Uleimar Ba'avur Zeh. Ba'avur Zeh refers to something you point to. What are you pointing to? The matzah. Meaning you can only talk about the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim at the time you eat the matzah, which is the night of the 15th. So what we're going to discuss tonight is Be'ezus Hashem, two or three main questions. Number one, why would I think you should fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim now? Why now? What happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Did something happen on Rosh Chodesh Nisan that I would think you should discuss the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim? By the way, if you look in number 16, the Avudraham seems to be bothered by this question. Rav David Avudraham, one of the great Rishonim, why would I think you should discuss the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Rosh Chodesh? He says, because just like Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Jewish people about the Korban Pesach on Rosh Chodesh, when did Moshe come and say, Yidden, the Pesach is coming, you're going to have to take a Korban Pesach? When did Moshe communicate with the Jewish people? In the beginning, in Parshas Bai, Moshe Rabbeinu came to the end and he said, on Rosh Chodesh, you know, in 10 days we're going to take the Pesach and you're going to tie it to your doorpost and you're going to shecht it. So since Moshe Rabbeinu began to command Klal Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I would have thought you should speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I mean, is that a very compelling reason? Because Moshe started to tell us about Pesach on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore you would think you should be Mesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim on the day that Moshe told us about the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. By the way, the Archos Chaim, also one of the Rishonim, in his second pshat, he says, we know there's a machloikis in Pesachim, I believe on the Avav. When do you start learning Hilchos Pesach? Most the Chachamim say 30 days. Rav Shim Gamliel says 2 weeks before from Rosh Chodesh. So says the Archos Chaim, since you begin learning Hilchos Pesach, according to Rav Shim Gamliel, 2 weeks before, therefore I would think you should start to be Mesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim on Rosh Chodesh. By the way, we don't hold like Rav Shim Gamliel, right? We hold Shoyalin V'Darshim Hilchos HaPesach Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yoyim. Rav Aaron Cutler says, the fact that the Haggadah says Yachal Mei Rosh Chodesh, that Saraya, the author of the Haggadah, was Rav Shimon Gamliel. There's a big question. Who wrote the Haggadah? Right? So in this humble work, we bring 10 different opinions. That was last year's shir, about who wrote the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Rav Aaron Cutler asserts it was Rav Shimon Gamliel. He brings another raya. We say in the Haggadah, called Ditzrich Yeseh V'Yifsach, anybody need to be part of the Korban Pesach? Come join my Korban Pesach. What's the halacha? When you shecht the Korban Pesach, anybody who wants to participate had to have been part of it at the time of the Shechita. HaPesach Einoi Nishchad Ela L'Menuyav. The Pesach is only shechted for those who were appointed to be part of the Korban Pesach. You can't shecht the Pesach and then a guy says, oh, you want a piece of meat? Come join. No, you had to be part of it at the time of the Shechita. So how could you say, oh, anyone who needs a Korban Pesach, yeah, come. It's already shechted. It's too late. However, what if you shechted the Pesach without any kavanah at all, and you have in mind, whoever comes later, retroactively, that's who, I had him in mind when I shechted it. What's that called in halacha? Retroactive clarification. What's retroactive clarification called?
Breira.
Do we hold yesh breira or ein breira? We hold ein breira. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds yesh breira. The fact that we could say, called Ditzrich Yeseh V'Yifsach, whoever needs, come be part of the Korban Pesach, that means we're using retroactive clarification. That's another raya Rav Shimon Gamliel wrote the Haggadah. That's Rav Aaron Cutler. But again, we don't hold you start speaking about Hilchos Pesach 2 weeks before. So what's the Hava Mina Yachal Mei Rosh Chodesh? So look at the Archos Chaim, look at number 17, and look at number 18. Yachal Mei Rosh Chodesh. Why? Shehizchila ha-ge'ula. Because the ge'ula began. Likewise, the Perush attributed to Rashbam in number 18, he says, Yachal Merosh Chodesh, Shehizchila ha-ge'ula. The ge'ula started. It did? What happened? Where were the Jews on Rosh Chodesh? They were in Egypt. Who is the boss on Rosh Chodesh? The Pharaoh. What was our responsibility on Rosh Chodesh? To make pyramids. Were we freed? No. So what does it mean the Geula began? How did the Geula begin on Rosh Chodesh? And by the way, we know that the Jewish calendar is a living calendar, which means if it began on Rosh Chodesh, that means it's beginning now. We relive it every year. So that means the redemption begins tonight. What happened tonight? What happened? That's what we want to investigate. But then the Haggadah continues. And the Haggadah says, if it would just say, I would say you should discuss Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim while it's still day. Why? What does that refer to? Meaning before the night of the 15th, the day of the 14th, right? The 14th in the afternoon. Why would I think that you could speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim on the 14th? If anybody wants to be brave, what do you eat for lunch? Erev Pesach. Yeah, what does your mother serve? Erev Pesach.
Not much.
You can't eat matzah. You can't eat chametz. So Chaim HaKohen Kazin is offering potatoes. Just a raw potato? I'm sure your mother does some.
My mom does potato knishes.
So Azriel is offering potato knishes. Chametz?
No.
Okay, so we've narrowed it down to potatoes, knishes, but not chametz. So if I may, I was thinking, judging by the number of Haggadahs that sell and the number of cookbooks that sell, and cookbooks sell about 1,000 to 1, so I was thinking of putting in my mother and my grandmother's recipes, Pesach recipes in the Haggadah. You know, I was thinking one time, so to write a sefer about, the Rabbi Kiva Eger's wife's recipes, Chassam Sofer's wife's recipes, that might be a good sell. But in any event, all kidding aside, we potato latkes. Our Masoira is to have potato latkes on Erev Pesach. Okay, so imagine if while you're eating the potato latkes, could you be Mekai in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Haggadah says, Yochol mi ba'oid yoim, says Rabbi Chaim Brisker in the stencil. There's an inyan of Tosefes Shabbos. There's an inyan of Tosefes Yom Tov. So what the Haggadah means is, I would think if you make an early Yom Tov, could you make an early Yom Tov? Yeah, you could. Would you be able to do Malacha if you were Mekabel Pesach early? No. So I would think if you make an early Yom Tov, you could start speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Haggadah means. That ibayomahu yachal mi ba'od yom means an early Pesach. You took in Pesach early. So this year I got a new sefer. I just got it this week, maybe Sunday or Monday. The name of the sefer is Zman Chirusenu. I've been waiting for the sefer for many years. This is Rav David Kohen, Rav Shiva of Chevron, on the Haggadah and on Pesach. It came out last year and it disappeared. Very few copies appeared in America. I borrowed it from someone for a few days. I couldn't get into it. But this year comes primarily from three different mamarim of Rav David Kohen with a little bit noifech, some humble additions. Rav David Kohen says the Haggadah is not mashma, that what I would have thought is you could talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim if you take in Yom Tov 30 minutes early. And during that 30-minute interval, you could start talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what it means. Yacha mi ba'oid yom. Mi ba'oid yom means that you would think you could talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole day. Does Yacha mi ba'oid yom mean, I would think if you took in Pesach early during that juncture, then you could fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Mi ba'oid yom implies during the day of the 14th, I would have thought you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why would that be? And now we're about to learn a tremendous chiddush. And that is, what do you call the Yom Tov that you eat matzah? The 7-day Yom Tov that you eat matzah. That most people refer to it as Pesach. Does the Torah refer to it as Pesach? Never. It is not called Pesach anywhere. The 15th of Nisan is never called Pesach. It is called Chag HaMatzos. What is called Pesach? BeChodesh HaRishon. BeArba Asar Yom LeChodesh. Bein HaArbayim Pesach LaShem. Pesach is a six our Yom Tov, beginning Chatzos, midday on the 14th, going until the night of the 15th. The night of the 15th is Chag HaMatzos. The 6 hours from Chatzos Hayoim and on is Pesach. Why? Because you shech the Karm Pesach. That is a separate Yom Tov. It's mentioned in Parshas Emor as a separate Yom Tov. There's something called Chag HaPesach from Bein Ha'arbayim until the Laila, and the Laila begins Chag HaMatzos. So says the Avudraham, I would have thought mi ba'oid yoim, says the Rishonim, kisha shoichden es pischeyem, when you shech the Karban Pesach. The Shibbolei Aleket says the same thing, mishas shchitas ha-Pesach. And with this we could answer an amazing question. How many strings on tzitzis? On one corner. You have 8 strings. Rashi at the end of Shlach says, why 8 strings? Keneged the 8 days that it took the Jewish people from the time we left Egypt until we sang Shira. You remember that, Rashi? That from the time we left Egypt until we sang Shira, it took 8 days. Obvious question is, we didn't sing Shira on the 8th day, we sang Shira on Shvi Shel Pesach, on the 7th day. So what does Rashi mean? It took 8 days from the time we left Mitzrayim until we sang Shira. Rashi says in Beshalach, we sang Shira on the 21st day of the month, the 7th day of Pesach. Says Maral of Prague, when did we leave Egypt? When we stood up and we physically walked out? We left Egypt when Egypt was destroyed. When was Egypt destroyed? Well, Egypt is destroyed when it loses its source of power in Shamayim. When did Egypt lose its source of power in Shamayim? When the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, Baal Tzifoin, killed over and smashed. When did we destroy the deity of Egypt? Erev Pesach. When we shechted the Karban Pesach, we destroyed the god of the Egyptians. What's the god of the Egyptians? The sheep. So when we slaughtered the sheep, we destroyed the god of the Egyptians. We left Egypt. We left Egypt, Erev Pesach. It took 8 days until we sang Shira. What do you mean? But we didn't leave. Oh, come on. We didn't leave. When are the Jews liberated? When were the Jews liberated from the camps? When they physically walked out of the camp? Or when the Nazis were defeated? They're liberated upon defeat of the enemy. The enemy was defeated on Erev Pesach. Why? Because the enemy is only as powerful as its source of koyach. The source of Egypt is the Tleh. The Tleh was decimated on Erev Pesach. That's why God says, Mishchu ukuchu lachem seh. Rashi says in Parashas Bayah, number 7. We were shatuf be'alilim. We were steeped in idolatry. So God said, in order to extricate yourself from idolatry, draw and take for yourselves the Tleh and shech the Tleh. And by doing so, you're going to wean yourself off of Avodah Zarah. Okay. This might be the most important thing you hear this evening and in the whole season in preparation for Pesach. We say the Haggadah. We talk about the freedom that God took us out. We talk about the bitterness. But we know the Gemara says, Maschil begnos u'mesayim b'shvach. What does Maschil begnos u'mesayim b'shvach mean? We have to begin by talking about the disparagement, which the Gemara says means, Metchila Oivde avoyde zara hayu avoysenu. We used to serve idols. Why is it important to say that we used to serve idols? What would the halacha be if you, let's say you get ready for Pesach, so you clean your whole house, and you eat matzah, and you talk about how difficult things were in Egypt, and you talk about the freedom, and you forget to mention that we worshipped sheep in Egypt. You forgot that detail. Are you mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? No. Maschil begnos. You must say that we are idolaters. Why is it important to say that we served Avodah Zarah? You know what? I'll tell you the truth. I've thought about the Haggadah before. I never really thought about this. Why is it important to emphasize we used to worship idols? Stop and think about that for a moment. Why is it critical to think that we used to worship idols? Says the Vilna Gaon, 3 lines. It's unbelievable. Because we were in a dual galus. We were in a physical galus, and we were in a spiritual galus. And God redeemed us physically, and redeemed us spiritually. So therefore, it's not enough to say things were bitter in Egypt. If you just say that it was torturous, and they beat us, and they brutalized us, then all you're focusing on is God redeemed us physically. It is necessary to say we were in spiritual galus. So how do we focus on the fact that we were in a spiritual galus? You must say we were so lost and confused, we worshipped idols. If you don't say that you worshipped idols, then you're not going to be able to focus on the spiritual redemption. It is important.
You wouldn't be Yotze.
If you didn't say that your Zeda Terach had idols with eight arms and like three, four stomachs with jewelry in the middle of the stomach, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim.
So that means most people are not Yotze.
But the good thing is, we're all Yotze because we say the Haggadah, and the Haggadah we say, Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Aveisenu, right?
So you're covered.
We're covered, right. But that's why it needs to be there. I'll tell you the truth. I don't think I ever realized this. It is critical to talk about how low we were spiritually. Why? Because we need to understand God did not just physically redeem us. He spiritually redeemed us. Now, you can't be redeemed if you weren't in galus. So we were in physical galus. But how were we in spiritual galus? You need to focus on the fact that we were OTD. We were off the straight and the narrow. We were not doing the right thing. We were, but these are like the Egyptians. So the question is, the physical galus took place on the 15th of Nisan. When did the physical redemption took place on the 15th of Nisan. When did the spiritual redemption take place? And now we're going to learn there were stages. Okay? Certainly, where we're headed is, there was a great spiritual redemption on Erev Pesach. How so? Well, if we were in spiritual bondage and exile because we worshipped idols, then when we slaughtered the idol, so we're being extricated from spiritual exile. But think about it. We ate the idol. When did we eat the idol? The night of the 15th. We slaughtered the idol. When did we slaughter the idol? The day of the 14th. We took the idol and we tied it to the bed. And like 4 a.m. you hear, bah. What, Eitan, what does it sound like? If you want to know what it sounds, we have recordings. Part of the spiritual redemption was stages. When we ate it, when we slaughtered it, when we took it. And now we're beginning to understand why you would have thought that maybe you should speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim not on the 15th. Maybe you should speak about it on the 14th. Because on the 14th, something very important happened. By the way, the Ramah learns if Lo Yaleinu Sohan is an Avel, usually Yom Tov cuts it, right? So when on Pesach does the Pesach stop Avelos? 12 o'clock Erev Pesach, Avelos is over, it's now Yom Tov. The Ramah writes in Yoradeh Simen Shin Tzadi Tes, Samuch L'chashecha uve'erev Pesach Mutter B'chol Achar Chatzois Mizman Shchitas HaPesach, says the Gra. Why? Techoshiv Kemoy Moyed. Important halacha. Every year people forget. You know, you're not allowed to do Malacha Erev Pesach after Chatzos, which means you cannot shave Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You know that halacha? Don't forget. I remember when I was a young boy, our Rav Yitzchak Izbi, he used to always announce in the days before Pesach, make sure you shave before Chatzos Erev Pesach. What?
And by Avelos. Before it stops, it says Mutabakal, including?
That might be different. No, that might be different. Because the laws are like Chalamayid, so it might be different for an Avel. But in general, you have to shave before Chatzos. If you forget, it's very complicated. Maybe you need to get a goy to do it for you. Okay. The Pnei Yeshua wonders, why you're not allowed to do malacha Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Pnei Yeshua says, because it's Yom Tif Midairaisa. What Yom Tif is it? It's Pesach. It's Pesach. Well, it's a Pesach night. No, Pesach not a night. A night is Chag HaMatzos. A night is Chag HaMatzos. By the way, Keren Oira says an amazing thing. We have Arba L'shoinos of Geula. We have four expressions of Geula. V'hoitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. V'hoitzesi, you know when God took us out of Egypt? When we took the sheep to tie it to the bedpost, God took us out of Egypt. Because we, what does that mean? How did God take us out of Egypt? Being in Egypt means our personalities are subjugated to the ideologies of Egypt. So when did he take us out? When we took the sheep that we used to worship and put it by our bed, tied to our bed, saying, we're going to shecht you, Mr. Sheep. And then when we slaughtered it on the 14th, v'hitzalti, he saved us from Egypt. And then when we ate it, he redeemed us from Egypt. And when he took us out, he's v'lakachti. So there are different stages of the spiritual redemption from the land of Mitzrayim. By the way, the tour brings that the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Because of the great miracle that happened on that Shabbos, that we know that the year that we left Mitzrayim, Pesach was on a Thursday. Yeah? Which means the Shabbos before was Yud. And we took the sheep on that day. And the Mitzrayim wanted to kill us. By the way, this is the first time in 210 years we find the Egyptians wanted to kill us. For 210 years they wanted to subjugate us. They never tried to kill us. Not until we started up with their God. And we took their God and we tied it to the doorpost. The Egyptian says, enough is enough. And on that day, they were powerless. Their teeth were gnashed. Sheen of chaos. Their teeth were blunted. They wanted to speak up and they couldn't speak up. By the way, you know, we tell the Russia, Afata hakeyeshinov. We blunt his teeth. What's this expression of blunting the teeth of the Russia? We're telling the Russia, you're like the Egyptian in Egypt who wanted to stop us from leaving. Who the Torah says their reaction was, Hayushin of chaos. Because of that miracle, it's called Shabbos HaGadol. The Ramah says on Shabbos HaGadol, we should start saying the Haggadah. Says the Gra, why should you start saying the Haggadah? Because that's when the Geula began. How did the Geula begin on Shabbos HaGadol? By the way, the Gra says it's wrong. The Gra says you're not allowed to say the Haggadah on Shabbos HaGadol. Because the Haggadah says, Yochel mi bo'yom, I would have thought you could start early, but you're not allowed to. Tam eloi mar ba'avur zeh, you can only say the Haggadah when the matzah and the marah are in front of you. So we're learning a very important basic principle. Probably, on some level, we knew this very clearly. I think we all understood in Egypt, the bondage and the exile and the subjugation was not just physical or spiritual. Everybody understands that. But I don't know how clearly we comprehend that the redemption was dual. It was a dual redemption. There was a physical redemption. That's when we physically left the morning of the 15th. But there was a spiritual redemption. And the first stage of the spiritual redemption, well, let's go backward. When we ate the Karban Pesach, that was like the grand finale of the spiritual redemption. When we shechted it on the 14th, that was like a very strong element of the spiritual redemption. When we took it on the 10th, that was also a strong element of the spiritual redemption. And I would humbly assert that a very major element of the spiritual redemption took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And therefore the Haggadah says, Yachal me Rosh Chodesh. I would have thought you should start speaking the Yitzis Mitzrayim Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean? We were slaves. Yeah, you're right. Physically we were slaves. But the spiritual redemption begins Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Watch how. Look at number 19. The Ritva says, in the Haggadah we say, Vayetzeinu Hashem leikinu mi Mitzrayim biyad chazaka uvizraya netuya Uvimoira Gada, with great awe. What does the Haggadah say Moira Gada refers to? Giloi Shechina, revelation of the Shechina. And the big question is, when did this revelation take place? Anybody know? Giloi Shechina, revelation. So we know that God revealed Himself at Sinai. We know Hashem revealed Himself at the sea. Zekeli ve'aveo, this is my God. And a few weeks ago, I think Parshas Bo, we learned from the Leshem that the night of Egypt, there was such strong divine revelation that Hashem had to get us out so quickly, because had He not, we would have been propelled to the 50th level of Kedusha and it would have been the point of no return in terms of holiness. Says the Ritva, there were two revelations in Egypt. One was the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim and one was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Ritva says, "Ve'emasai nigla aleim shtei pa'amim, echad biyoyim Rosh Chodesh Nisan, shenemar vayoyimer Hashem el Moshe, v'el Aharon b'Eretz Mitzrayim, ha'chodesh hazeh lochem." God spoke to Moshe and Aharon Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was Gilui Shechina, Moira Gada. When? Today. So what exactly happened? Okay, now I'm going to tell you the most astounding thing you ever heard about Nisan. How do you spell your name?
N-I-S-S-I-M.
In Hebrew.
Nun Yud Samach Yud Mem.
Nisim. Good. Relax, that wasn't so interesting. What? Where does the word Nisan come from? Where does the miracle? Miracle. And Ezra Cohen showed me like 9 years ago from Shlomo Levenstein, I don't think you remember even. Nes Yud Nun means continuous. How do I remember? I wrote it down more than 10 years ago. More than 10 years ago.
What does it mean, Yud Nun?
Yud Yud Nes in. Yud Nun at the end means continuous. Continuous. You ready for this? This is a great revelation, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava. I never said this over before. Yud is the Chachma El Yoina because it's indivisible. It's just a dot. Okay? You're watching? So you have Yud Kei Vav Kei. You take the Yud. You times each letter by the Yud. Yud times He becomes what? 50. What letter? None. Good. Yud Kei. Vav. Vav times Yud becomes what letter? What letter? Samach. The hey, Yud times hey becomes Nun. Nisan is Yud Kei Vav Kei. You take the Yud and you multiply each letter of the Havaya, Yud times hey, Yud times Vav, Yud times hey. The hey becomes a Nun, the Vav becomes a Samach, the hey becomes a Nun. That's Nisan. Nisan is the greatest manifestation of the Shem Havaya.
It's the same with the measurement of the Tevat Noach.
Yeah, similar to that, yeah. You see how that? Nisan is the Shem Havaya to the 10th degree. God says to Jewish people, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. This month should be for you the beginning of the month. I don't understand. When does the year start? The year starts Rosh Hashanah. So how is Nisan the beginning of the year? You know, it's very confusing. When does the year start? It's nice to have new beginnings all the time. It's always nice to have new beginnings. I like new beginnings, you know? Fresh start. But what does it mean that Nisan is the beginning of the first month, but Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah? So the Ramban says God switched it. In order to commemorate the redemption from Egypt, God says, let's start the year from the month that I took you out of Egypt. Comes Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Now, whenever you hear Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver is one of the go-to sources of Reb David Kayin of the Chevron Yeshiva. He is a great baki in the works of the Gra, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. And Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver develops the following idea. Until God took us out of Egypt, the world basically ran b'derech hateva, which means that, you know, when it rained, when there was enough moisture in the atmosphere so that the moisture could condense and form clouds, and the clouds got heavy, that's when it rained. And you know when farmers were able to produce crops? When they plowed properly, planted properly, watered properly, then they had successful crops. And you know when people were healthy? When people ate healthily and they took care of themselves, they were healthy. Everything ran b'derech hateva. That is the system of the world that God set up when He created the world on Rosh Hashanah. Comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and God says, you know, imagine a big factory with like a crank. God pulled the crank. Stop! Stop! The world doesn't work that way anymore. You know when it rains? When you daven properly and you say Mashvach Mar Goshem, and you come early to the tefillah and you don't bring in distractions and you don't speak by the davening, when you daven properly it rains. What does my davening have to do with rain? Nothing. But now I've changed the running of the world. The world does not work b'derech hatev anymore. It's linked, it's hooked into your actions. And you know when people are healthy? When they exercise, when they have omega-3, when they eat flaxseed oil? Not really. That just makes people feel good. It's just a psychological ploy. People are healthy when they're mekayim Torah mitzvahs. One second. Why do I put on tefillin, kahalacha, that's going to affect my health? Yeah. That's how. But it doesn't look that way. I know it doesn't look that way. But I programmed the world that's how it works. And you know when people make money? When they fulfill the mitzvahs. Why? What does one thing have to do with the other? Doesn't seem to be related, cause and effect. God changed the way the world now no longer works b'derech ateva. It works b'derech nisi, dependent on a person's actions. So that means the world was recreated. When was the world recreated? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of the world's operation Shaloi Kederach Ateva B'derach Nisi Lefi Masav Shal Adam.
It says in the Haggadah, Arim Magdu Ke'elim Malecha Kitanis.
Yeah.
Everything was changed.
That this new process of creation, look at number 21, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says Sheve'es Yitzias Mitzrayim Hayamamish Brias Oila Mechadosh Al Sidur Hashkocha Be'inyen Nisi Hefech Ateva Hamutva B'tchilas Briasai. So it's interesting. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says, the original creation begins in Chodesh Tishrei. And then he brings in the idea from the Arizal that Arizal says Hashem's plan was to create the world in Tishrei, and in actuality, He created it in Nisan. By the way, Tosis also says that. But another meaning is, Tishrei is the beginning of the movement of the year, b'derech hateva, where the world operates, oylam kiminhagay noyeg, and then God's changed it, He stopped it. Now, listen carefully. When Hashem originally created the world, so everything is dependent on mazalos. The problem was, Avram Avinu could not have a child. Because Avram looked in the mazalos, and the mazalos said, this man cannot conceive, this man cannot produce a child. So Hashem said, no, Avraham, you're a Jew. Jews, the world operates differently for Jews. For Jews, the world does not operate b'derech hateva. It works l'mala min hateva. So Avraham Avinu says, yeah, but that's only when you start the year from Nisan. Hashem says, okay, you're right. I didn't change that yet. But for you, I'm going to give you a little taste. Therefore, Yitzchak will be born in Chodesh Nisan. That's why Yitzchak was born in Chodesh Nisan. Because Yitzchak could only be born in the month where the world is not operating b'derech hateva, it's operating l'mala min hateva. If you look at number 22, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver wrote a wondrous work on the Haggadah. It's called Haggadah Yad Mitzrayim. He writes that Yitzias Mitzrayim was a bria chadasha mamish. You see, God created the world with a certain system that stopped on a dime chav tes adar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. God smashed the force and the influence of the mazalos. Now it's interesting. The Egyptians worshipped the sheep. And the sheep is dominant. So it's not only that the Egyptians bowed down to sheep, but that was the physical manifestation of their Avodah Zarah, but the spiritual source of the Teleh was the mazel of Chodesh Nisan. So God says, we're going to completely demolish Egypt. You're going to slaughter their sheep. And in the month that's dominated by the mazel of the Teleh, I'm going to take you out of Egypt that month to indicate that that mazel has no influence and no force whatsoever. So it comes out that while the Jewish people were trying to rid themselves of the influence of Avodah Zarah, let's try to trace back the development of the process of freeing themselves from the influence of Avodah Zarah. The final blow is when we ate the sheep, the night of the 15th. The penultimate blow is when we slaughtered the sheep on the day of the 14th. The anti-penultimate blow is when we took the sheep on the 10th. And I don't know how to say in Latin, the fourth to last. But the fourth to last blow is when the Egyptians who are banking on the month of Nisan being Mazel Teleh, and God said, I've been waiting to take you out. I could have taken you out 6 months ago. But if I would have taken you out 6 months ago, the Egyptians would have said, well, God didn't want to start up with our God, Teleh. But He never would have been able to get you out in the month of Teleh. So God said, no. I'm waiting for Teleh. I ain't taking you out until it's the month dominated by the Teleh. And I'm going to turn against the Teleh and say, HaChodesh HaZeh, this month, which was the Egyptian month, Lachem, I'm giving it to you now. The Teleh is batel lemevuto. It's nothing. It's meaningless. It has no impact whatsoever. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, now I understand. Yochel me Rosh Chodesh. I would have thought that you should relate the events of the Exodus on Rosh Chodesh. What happened on Rosh Chodesh? What happened on Rosh Chodesh was the beginning of the redemption. Usually the beginning of something is the most important time. We know that we fast on Tisha B'Av, not on the 10th when it burnt down. We fast on the 9th when the fire ignited on the temple. Because Aschalas Puranasa Adifa, the beginning of punishment is worse. So it just occurred to me, so I would have thought, the same way when it comes to punishment, Aschalta de Puranasa Adifa, when it comes to redemption, Aschalas HaGeula Adifa, the beginning of the redemption is very great. And when did the beginning of the redemption come? The beginning of the redemption came when Klal Yisrael began to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to show the world Ein Mazal LiYisrael B'chlal. There is no Mazal for Klal Yisrael. There's an amazing Aruch HaShulchan. I said it over on Shabbos, but this takes on a new form in this context. Aruch HaShulchan wants to know, what's so special about Nisan? The Mitzrim worshipped the Teleh, the sheep, which is the head of the Mazalos. In the circle of the Mazalos. Mazel Teleh is dominant in Nisan. You ever wonder, what happened? Makas Barad, Paroi was a mamisha, big. You ever see, sometimes on Yom Kippur, you have a guy, all of a sudden Yom Kippur, he looks like he's the biggest tzaddik in the world, right? That's a Yom Kippur could do that to a guy. The rest of the year, he's a brazen. Yom Kippur has a power to humble somebody. So can you imagine, Makas Barad, Paro is like, oh, Hashem HaTzadik, V'ani V'ami HaRishoyim, God is righteous, I'm wicked. And then Makas Arba, Paro got brazen again. Paro chased out Moshe Rabbeinu. And then by Makas Choshech, he said, Moshe, I never want to see your face again. I don't understand what happened. By Barad, he said, God is righteous, I'm wicked. And then a few weeks later, by Arba, he chases out Moshe Rabbeinu. And by Choshech, he said, I never want to see you again. Says Aruch HaShulchan, see, Paro was a great mamin in Avodah Zarah. So long as he's 4 months away from his God's month, he's very afraid of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he tells Moshe, God is righteous, and me and my cohorts are wicked. But as the days of Nisan are getting closer, Parah is saying to himself, you know, if I could just stick it out until the month of my God, I'm going to dominate those Jews. So by Makas Arba, 3 months before, he chased Moshe out. And Choshech, 2 months before, or a month before, he said, Moshe, I never want to see you again, because if I ever get to Nisan, I'm going to subjugate you again. So God said, I'm waiting. I could take you out in Teves, in Shvat, in Adar. I'm waiting for Nisan, because I know during Nisan, all the Egyptians, they're going to start worshiping the sheep. It's going to be the month of the lamb chop. They don't eat lamb chops in Egypt. That's why Jews like to eat lamb chops. It's an avoida, it's a holy avoida of abolishing the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim. And Hashem says, I'm waiting till Chodesh Nisan, the month of Teleh, the month that Parah is banking on, the month that he is trusting in. And I'm going to turn on him and I'm going to say, this month that Parah has been waiting for, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, it's for you. I'm giving it to you. Mazel Teleh has no strength, has no power. Ein Mazel Yisrael, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. So if you wanted to know, what is the development of the redemption, the spiritual redemption of the Jewish people? The answer is, it's a four-step process. On Rosh Chodesh, the Ritva says there was Giloy Shechina in Mitzrayim. That all the Egyptians, you can imagine, the night before Rosh Chodesh, they were sharpening their swords, they were getting themselves ready, they were going to turn on us, even though they were contemplating sending us out, they were going to turn on us. And all of a sudden, the night of Rosh Chodesh, there's great Giloy Shechina. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron b'Yeretz Mitzrayim lemar HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. There was Giloy Shechina. Klal Yisrael said, what do you mean? What about the force of Teleh? God abolishes the Teleh. And all of a sudden, we started to have second thoughts about worshipping the Teleh. And then God says, I want you to do another thing. I want you to take the sheep physically and tie it to your doorposts on the 10th. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, says Bnei Yisachar. Because on that Shabbos, we recognize that God is Gadol Mikoyel Elohim. He's greater than all the Mazalos. So step one was Rosh Chodesh, the abolishment of Mazal Teleh. Step two was the 10th, the taking of the sheep. Step three was the slaughter of the sheep on the 14th. And step four was the Achilas Karban Pesach. So now we read, the Haggadah reads so beautifully. Yachal Meirosh Chodesh. I would have thought that just like in general, we always focus on the beginning of something. It's always the greatest element. The same way on Tisha B'Av. By the way, Pesach and Tisha B'Av are the same day of the year, right? We know we eat one. The reason we have a Beitzah on Lel Seder is because the night of the Seder, this year, Seder night is what? Wednesday night. So Tisha B'Av will be Wednesday night. So there's no Wednesday night share the week of Pesach, and there won't be a Wednesday night share the week of Tisha B'Av. So just like Tisha B'Av, we go to Aschalta de Paranusa. I would have thought, Yachal Meirosh Chodesh, that's the beginning of what? The physical redemption? No, the Goyin says there are two Golosim. There's the Golos HaNefesh and the Golos HaGuf. So the Geulas HaNefesh began Rosh Chodesh. So I would have thought that's when you should speak about Sibur Yitzhak Tzim. So why don't you? You know why we don't? Because the Torah says, Bayoy Mahu. You would have. You actually would have. But the Torah says you got to wait until that day. Oh, but maybe it's when you shech the Karban Pesach. That's when we really got rid of the Avodah Zarah. No, sorry. You would have been right if it wouldn't have said Bavur Zeh. Bavur Zeh says it has to be the night. We don't discuss the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim until the night of the 15th. The night of the 15th was the completion of the spiritual redemption of the Jewish people. And it's worthwhile to really focus on both elements of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Gulas HaNefesh and the Gulas HaGuf. And it's also worthwhile to appreciate then every stage of it. Because we sort of say to ourselves, okay, Pesach, when's the night of Pesach? And you know, what Shabbos HaGadol? I don't know. It's a day where there's a long speech. You know, what's the 10th? I don't know. What's Rosh Chodesh? I don't know. No. Pesach already begins. The redemption of Pesach begins now. So the title of the shir was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Redemption begins now. So we should be zoicha that just like 3,300 years ago, Hashem took us out physically from Mitzrayim and spiritually from Mitzrayim. So may the Ribbono Shel redeem all of us from our Golos Haguf, from our Golos HaNefesh, and we should be zoicha that Benisa Nigalu, Benisan Asidin Li Goel, not just from the Shibud Haguf, but also the Shibud HaNefesh, and we should be zoicha to all the great Brachos of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Achrei Chen Yetzu Brachosh Gadol, and all the Cholim should be Nisrapu, and all the Balei Mumin should be Niskan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide us with the Man, and the Be'er, and all the toivos that we're going to talk about, Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Chavetz Chaim said, when Chazal say, B'nisan Asidun Li Goel, it means that it's very, very likely. So, Be'ezos Hashem, we should be Zoicha, Ki Meitzeis Chal Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Arenu Neflois. Thank you very much. Agutanacht.
Very quickly, two fast questions.
Okay, go for it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.